I taped this thing on Oprah on depression, and I want you to watch it. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm watching the football game right now, and after the football game, I'll watch that. She goes, no, I think you should watch it now because you lost a close comedy friend because of depression, and they say a lot of comedians are depressed, and I just want you to watch it right now. I go, yeah, but I'm watching the fucking football game, and when the football game's over, I'll watch that. She goes, no, if you loved me, you'd stop watching the game for a few minutes and watch this thing on Oprah. Like, fuck, I love you, so just put it on then. That was the listening. But anyhow, she put it on, and I have to admit, it was really a touching story. And I swear to God, this whole thing is true. And if you watch Oprah, you might have seen it. It was about a country western singer, and he has a beautiful wife. She slips into this depression and gets really, really bad. Make a long story short, one night she's laying in the bedroom by herself, and the husband came in the bedroom, and he laid next to her. And she goes, listen, I really need... This is really tough, so I appreciate it, really, if you would just give me a minute. I really need to be alone tonight. And he goes, well, I love you, and I know you're at rock bottom, and I'm going to stay by your side. She goes, no, you're not getting it. I really need to be alone tonight. He goes, well, you're not getting it. I care about you too much, and I'm going to stay with you, no matter what you say. She says, okay, just do me a favor. Go in the kitchen and get me a Coke. I swear to God, true story. He leaves the bedroom and he gets to the kitchen. As he opens the refrigerator door, he hears a gunshot. And she took her life. And I looked at my wife and I was like, can I get you a Coke? I'm watching a fucking football game. Thanks a lot, folks. You're a great crowd. Have a good night.
Mr. Vinny Favorito!